Lesson 4. What to look for in an interviewee. Much of the hiring phase is based on how well they answer the interview questions, but what gets their foot in the door is based on keywords and experience from their resume. When screening and reviewing resumes, you will develop a quick eye for key phrases. Acronyms. Familiar companies in the genre of your company. Overqualified or underqualified. Bounces around a lot. You should have a yes, maybe, and no pile. Calling the yes and maybe candidates yourself for a pre-interview helps both you and the candidate, so you don't waste each other's time. You might even strike up a good rapport, which will make the live interview that much more interesting. You should create a list of quick and to-the-point questions for the telephone interview. Ask about experience, education, desired salary range, and general information. Use this same list for all pre-screenings to help keep the telephone call to a short and formatted way. You can go into more detailed questions during the live interview. You also need to develop a sixth sense and follow your gut, although don't hire based on gut alone. Try not to prejudge based on stereotypes, such as thinking a man with long hair must mean he will be a troublemaker. After performing a few interviews, you will start to build confidence on exactly what you are looking for and need. You might also want to have one of your employees, like a supervisor, to be in the interview with you. Their impressions count and can help determine if the person will be a right fit for the team. Here are 16 things to look for when interviewing and evaluating a person to join your company. 1. Natural talent. Getting someone who you know has the aptitude and attitude is just as important than experience, intelligence, or determination. You can't always train for skills. 2. What the person has really done in previous jobs. Resumes are most often quite embellished. 3. Knowledge of your industry or product without going off track. 4. Emphasis on a great education and hoping you do not notice the lack of experience. 5. How long they spent at each job based on their application and resume. If they tend to bounce around a lot and spend just a few months or 1 year at each job, you might be in for some trouble. It usually takes a few months just to get someone trained to be able to fully perform the job functions. The last thing you want is someone who gets trained and ready to go, but leaves just a short time later. 6. Are they overqualified and only applying because of a slow economy and high unemployment? This employee, although qualified, might be desperate for a job. They might leave the moment something better comes along. 7. A nice and good personality. Remember this adage. You can train a nice person to become skilled, but you can't train a skilled person to become nice. 8. Integrity and honesty with a strong work ethic. 9. Comfortable eye contact. 10. Nervous mannerisms, showing they have something to hide. 11. Someone who can articulate clearly and speaks well. 12. Excellent attendance and dependability. 13. The way they are dressed. A dirty look says a lot about their personality. 14. A person with a team attitude who will fit in with the rest of the team. Think about how much energy will this person bring into the department. 15. Someone who wants to go the extra mile to ensure top customer satisfaction. 16. Someone who looks like they will appreciate the job and opportunity and will have fun at work.